person growl.
We are all in studio today. This doesn't happen very often, but I'm really excited about
it. I remember these days.
Yeah, those were the days. So I wanted to point out about that Les Snead question yesterday.
Yeah, hey, do we have McVay today, Greg?
We do at 1:30.
All right, because I'm just glad I'm here to keep you from blowing yourself up for the third consecutive week.
I am going to try to figure out. I'm sure one of my questions will be dumb. I'm certain of it. Don't you think the odds are really high?
I would bet all the mythical money I have on it.
How much?
How much do I have?
Yeah,
bet it all. What it is, whatever I have.
So I wanted to read something. This tweet came from Rachel yesterday after the show. She said, "This is why I love Mesa in Ireland. Someone needs to point out Mesa's idiosyncrasies and lighten the mood with guests when Mason asks stupid questions."
Yeah, see, Ramona would never
call you on
a stupid question. That's my job.
Correct. Yeah. I'm allowed to ask a stupid question, and it's part of what makes
the
show.
But I will say this. A lot of interviews, questions that sound stupid often get the responses that go viral.
Correct.
We've played No, Not Really 100 times.
No,
yeah.
Not really.
Yeah.
Hey, Coach, are you looking forward to coming on to the show today?
No, not really.
You go.
Exactly. That will live on. That will be like 710 Los
Angeles Sports.
Yeah, everyone. There is a story that our old producer was a guy named Eric Enstrom.
Oh, yeah, Eric Enstrom. And great guy. Came to produce my show in New York City.
Yeah, so we started a thing way back. We should bring this back.
Yeah.
We had listener voicemail where we just had a voicemail line open where you could call and rant
random
at any time.
Yes.
No, not really.
And so we would say, "Hey, Enstrom, we haven't played the listener voicemail in a while. These are, you know, what, you know, we want to hear from white people are mad. The place," he goes, "there's nothing."
Yeah.
"There's nothing.
They're all terrible. They're
the
all
voicemail."
Terrible.
He goes, "matter of fact, it's so bad. The listener voicemail is," this is what Bergman says, "no, there's nothing. Like, we don't need any guests. They're all terrible."
Yeah.
All right, this was Enstrom mostly with the voicemail.
Yeah.
He said, "they're all terrible." I said, "all right, we want you to record you listening to the voicemails, and then we can determine if you're rejecting good voicemails."
Right.
And the first guy comes on, and he starts singing an Elvis song.
"You don't sing my song,
and you hear Enstrom go, delete, and we went. That we're playing that. Oh. We played it for years.
Viva Las Vegas.
Open to the show for a good 4 years
after
that.
Oh, it was a classic. I wish we had some of those.
If I wouldn't have deleted it, you would have." No, we would have had this song.
This song. It's a classic.
Yeah. Anyway, so if you want to get on the show, call and impersonate Elvis.
Yes.
That's the moral of the
On fire.
Yeah.
Yesterday we got a 4-pack of tickets today to see Rams Titans at SoFi Stadium Sunday night for Lie of the Day. It is your lie today.
For the primetime game.
Four tickets, a 4-pack.
Wow.
And by the way, you also get...
Oh, I got to come up with a good lie now.
A Vote for Jorge t-shirt.
Si.
The only one we have. We made exactly one t-shirt. It is one of one. And we will add that to the package of 4 tickets for Sunday night's game, Rams versus Titans, without Derek
Henry, but the debut of Von Miller.
That's right, debut of Von Miller.
Got to be me.
Yeah.
So
that was McVay's reaction when Les called him and said, "Hey, I think we might be able to trade for Von Miller."
Got to be me.
Yeah.
Exactly. So you guys got to witness for the first time the chug, what I call the chug every day.
Yeah, it makes no sense, by the way.
So every day before the show, and it's usually about 15 minutes or so before the show, I get a large coffee, about 30 ounces of coffee.
Mm-hmm.
And I hate coffee. This is the weird thing. I hate coffee. I don't like the taste of it. I don't like to sip it.
Okay.
I'm not a coffee shop kind of guy.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So I take a large coffee and I just chug it. The idea is, let me get as much caffeine into my system as I possibly can so that I can jet propulse myself into the show.
Now, has anyone ever pointed out to you that you said 30 ounces roughly?
30 ounces, yes.
If you drank a 5-hour energy, which is less than 3 ounces,
yes,
it would give you even more caffeine than the chug.
Okay, so I'm glad you brought this up. 5-hour energy is more than caffeine. There's a bunch of weird
but
chemicals.
But you're just trying to get hopped up.
I'm trying to get hopped up. But I don't like the chemical feeling that I get.
All right, so you realize the other thing you can do, hockey players have been doing this for years, is take a Sudafed. That gets you like super hopped up.
Oh, yeah.
And it's one pill.
But this is natural.
It's not natural. It's Starbucks. Coffee. It's the opposite of natural.
Starbucks is not natural.
They're blending coffee, which, by the way, you hate the taste of.
Yeah.
They're putting coffee with you put sugar in it.
No, don't.
Right. What's in it?
Straight up.
What's in
it? Nothing.
It's black coffee.
Black coffee.
That was not black coffee.
Oh, maybe there was a little bit of. Maybe there was a little bit.
It wasn't a little bit. Yeah. It was a lot of it.
That's the chemical part. See?
Yeah. So that's chemicals.
Yeah. So, wait a minute. Milk is chemicals now?
Creamer. 50-50. No,
milk
creamer,
is what, natural.
They didn't put. That's not milk. That was creamer.
Yeah, it was oat milk.
Yeah, it's creamer.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. Here's the one thing I want to get through to you.
Yeah.
You're not grasping.
Okay.
Instead of drinking 30 ounces.
Right.
I could give you something that you would either take a pill or take a 5-hour energy. You would get the exact same caffeine that you're craving in less than 3 ounces. Wouldn't that be easier? And in the case of the pill, with one sip.
Yeah, but I'm not going to take a Sudafed.
I'll give you one right
now.
I'm
not like taking greenies and stuff.
I take two every day.
Mason on greenies would be amazing.
You take two Sudafed every day.
Yeah, tip from a broadcaster years ago.
Yeah.
It'll keep your voice clear. Two Sudafed and a Claritin.
Really? Every day?
In the morning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Sudafed is speed?
It's nasal decongestant. It keeps everything clear.
Right,
but it's
speed. It hops you up.
Yeah.
I'd probably try a Sudafed.
So there you go.
Anybody give me a Sudafed?
Yeah,
you got any back there?
You want one right now?
Back in the medicine cabinet?
You want one right now?
Yeah, sure. Give me a Sudafed.
Listen to John. He's obviously on it. You want one right now? You want one right now? I got you right now. You want a little bit? I got you a little bit for you. Don't worry about it. I got some Sudafed. I got some Sudafed.
Adrian Garcia Marquez used to refer to me as El Doctor.
Yeah, you've got everything in your bag.
Because I have everything in my bag that you might need if you get, like Francisco would call me.
Oh, my God. You are. You've got every single pill in the book.
That makes sense now because Mason was looking at me for the pills.
He's got like Rite Aid in his backpack.
All right, there's a Sudafed.
Oh, there's
my goodness. What do you have in there?
I mean, how many different pills do you have there?
You want, there's something for you.
Oh, hey, no. I'm trying to lose some weight here, John.
This will inspire you. You leave these chocolate peanut butter cups right next to the Peloton.
Did you get on the Peloton last night?
I was at the Laker game.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You told me he was at the Laker game, but he never came by.
I actually sent a text to you guys. I was on my bike yesterday afternoon.
You were. It was some weird bike.
Yeah, that bike looks like it's from 1970.
It does. It's the one where your arms go.
Your late father left you in his will.
No, it's
did Suzanne Summers promote that on the air too?
$700. That's cheaper than a Peloton, and I don't need some cheerleader on a screen going, "Come on, guys, you can do it. You can
let's go, Peloton. You could do it." Yeah, I like that stuff.
Do you have a gym membership?
No, I refuse to pay for a gym membership. I just thought about what that sounds like in my head.
You could sell your bike and just get a gym membership.
No, then I got to go somewhere and I got to be around people.
See others.
No, yeah, I don't want to do that.
It'd be a communal experience.
No. I'm okay with that. I see enough people around here.
Last night, I went. Oh, there we go. There's a Sudafed. Nice.
So now he's going to be hopped up on the coffee that has all the creamer in it and the Sudafed.
I would take two, but Mace, this is a beginner program for you, so just take one.
Okay, I'm popping a Sudafed right now. Nice. And by the way, is this the appropriate use of a Sudafed?
Probably not.
Are we setting a bad role?
Yeah, they're
not snorting it.
Line 1, 877-710-ESPN. Doctors calling in left and right saying this is drug abuse and not recommended in any way.
Could I grind it up and do a line of Sudafed?
I am not a doctor in any way, shape, or form.
Yeah, don't do that. You're on the stream there. Don't be doing that.
You know who could use a Sudafed?
The Laker defense?
The Laker defense.
I saw that coming a mile away.
That's an embarrassment. That's like...
Is it?
They are the worst team in the league.
What are you talking about?
They're the worst team. Houston is the worst team in the league. They've got 4 19-year-olds. They got Christian Wood and Jalen Green and a bunch of other guys who are like all 19 years old.
Right. But here's the thing. Everybody's like, I just listened to the depression show, the Travis and Slee show.
Well, I mean, in fairness, I don't think it's depression. I just think it's pissed offness.
And everybody's in like, Travis says he wants to know where the panic button is so he can find
it. Oh, it's too early for the panic button.
And here's the thing. I asked Bergman before the show.
Right.
Who in the West has looked the best to you? How would you answer that question? Bergman, what'd you say?
Nobody's looking.
The Warriors.
Good.
The Warriors are 6-1.
Warriors,
very good answer.
Okay. Yeah.
They beat us.
Yeah.
The Warriors won loss.
Right.
Was at home to Memphis.
Right.
The Lakers beat Memphis at home.
Right.
And so nobody, it looks like, world beaters right now.
But here's the thing. you know, to me, it goes back to defense. It goes back to, and obviously that was the best night for the Big Three.
Yeah.
Offensively.
They look great.
I don't worry about them scoring points. Their offensive efficiency really high. I think they're like number six in offensive efficiency. So I'm not worried about their defense is terrible. That was a terrible defensive performance. And were it not for LeBron James, who at 100 apiece decided, all right, I had enough of this crap. I am going to just take this game over and score 10 straight points. Had it not been for LeBron James, we still went down to the wire. We still went down to a three-pointer with a chance to lose to the worst team in the league.
I actually thought that shot was good. The one that Kevin Porter threw up at the end.
Right.
I thought that was going in. But here's the thing. On Sunday night, when they played the Rockets, the Lakers held them to 85 points.
Correct.
The fewest points scored by a Laker opponent since they held Miami to 80.
Correct.
In 2019.
Okay, got it.
Okay, now Miami that year ended up meeting the Lakers in the finals, even though they only scored 80 points early in the year. My point is, we're eight games in.
Oh.
Nobody looks good. Milwaukee, who you love.
Right, off to a bad start. I think Milwaukee's going to the finals.
Not off to a bad start, but they lost at home to Minnesota. You know, Minnesota's not going to the playoffs this year. Denver, you know, a lot of people like Denver because Michael Porter
Denver.
And Jokic. Denver lost at home to Cleveland.
Yeah, I don't like Denver. When Denver lost Jamal Murray, I was like, yeah, they're probably not. Utah's good.
Brooklyn looks terrible.
Yeah, Brooklyn looks terrible.
So, I mean, Travis should not be looking for the panic
button. But can we just take it as one game instead of saying,
do you want to take the Sunday game or the Tuesday game?
The Tuesday game.
Okay.
What I saw last night, the debacle I saw last night.
They won. Why can you call it a debacle?
It's a
debacle.
Won. It's the worst team.
It can't be a debacle if they win.
Bergman and I are texting back and forth during the game, and I said, I had the exact text exchange somewhere here, but it's like I said, they play no defense at all. And he says, never, no defense.
I'm guessing
none.
This text exchange was in the first half when they gave up 70 points.
No, it was actually in the third quarter.
It was.
When Houston was hanging around. And I said, when LeBron went into his run, I said, well, thank God LeBron has another gear. And Bergman said, it's a shame he has to use that other gear in a November game against Houston. And I think that's actually a totally fair point. Defense is about effort. And this is another time when I think they didn't show up to play defense. And defensively, I don't know that the pieces are there for them to have a great team defense.
Well, I think that they can, mainly because they have Anthony Davis, and Anthony Davis is an
right,
elite
no, Anthony,
defensive
but
player.
Still, defensive rebounds, they're giving up too many defensive rebounds.
Right, but I think that it's early in the season. I almost treat these first 10 games. And I told you they're going to be 500 after 20
games.
Well,
they're better. I mean, I think they're better than that. Although this next stretch actually looks like a tough stretch with Miami and Charlotte.
All right, listen, Mr. Glass Half Empty guy. Here's the glass half full thing. Had they not blown that lead in Oklahoma City.
Yes.
And that was just a weird second and third quarter.
It was a debacle.
That was a debacle.
Yeah, that was a debacle.
Okay, so they gave up 41 points in the third quarter and 37 points in the second quarter, and they lost. Had they not lost that, the Lakers would be on a six-game winning streak right now. We wouldn't be talking about any of this.
Yeah, but I still think you take it as a game, and last night is not a game that should come down to a three-pointer at the buzzer.
They won. Why are you complaining about a win?
It should not come down to a three-pointer at the buzzer. They're playing down to their opponents. That is not a good team.
So wait a minute. The Rams play down to their opponents all the time.
NFL is a week-to-week league. I mean, you just don't know what's going to happen in the NFL in a given week.
But I'm just saying that it happens in sports.
The Jets can rise up and win a game against a Cincinnati team that everybody had anointed
as a
Super
Bowl contender.
Well,
last year, the Jets beat the Rams at SoFi and knocked me out of Survivor.
Correct. The NFL is just a week-to-week league. This is, to me, last night is about defense is about effort. Defense is about energy. And they did not have any defensive intensity last night.
Well, they didn't in parts of last night. When the game was on the line, they actually, you know, kind of showed up. If you look at I just pulled up the quarter breakdown. They held them to 19 points in the third quarter.
Yes.
That's a good defensive quarter.
Defensive quarter, yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's just a matter of can't now in the first two quarters, they gave up 35 points in each quarter.
Right. Could they gave up 70 points and a half. Most they've allowed in a half.
So, but they've had some of these quarters.
But here's the thing.
If I think this they can get there.
If this is what goes on when the bad teams come to town, what is going to happen when the good teams come to town? What's going to happen when Charlotte's here?
You're going to find out Monday.
What's going to – is Charlotte Monday?
Monday and Miami Wednesday.
Yeah, LaMelo and Jimmy Butler coming to town next week.
Hey, there's Scott McCarthy.
Scott McCarthy.
Casually dressed. We haven't seen Scott in many moons.
Haven't seen him in forever.
Yeah.
All right, so, 877-710-ESPN. Do you have any concern about what you're seeing from the Lakers right now?
Really what this comes down to is, are you in the Mason camp where that was a debacle?
Or
the Travis Rogers camp where you're now looking for the panic button?
Oh, no, there's no
or
panic
if you,
button.
Or are you like me, it's game eight,
la,
who cares?
La, 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 yeah. That's your attitude.
No, but it
la, 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 la.
Yeah,
everything's
pretty much,
fine.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
But I do find it interesting what you just said. How are they going to look when Charlotte, who's 5-3 and looks really good this year.
Yeah, LaMelo.
Or Miami,
fantastic.
Who's 6-1.
Yeah.
By the way, Charlotte at Golden State tonight.
Oh, that's a good game.
Yeah, on TNT.
LaMelo's on my fantasy team, man. He is tearing it up.
Yeah, that was a good pick.
Yeah. All right, we'll get some of your calls in here, 877-710-ESPN. Also, we're going to spin the wheel of questions coming up next because we like to spin the wheel early on days that we have Coach McVay so we can bounce the question off him to start the conversation. So we'll do wheel of questions coming up, plus your calls. Mason in Ireland, 710-ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Gonna set my soul, gonna set my soul on fire.
So,
put this in the rotation, Jorge.
Yeah.
It's our tribute to Eric Enstrom.
So, Wingstop is here today. Wingstop and Laker
wings,
fans.
Tommy Lamb.
Right over there. Order the Lakers.
Bring him in here.
The Lakers Fast Break Flavor Feast, where you get 24 boneless wings, a large fry, and two dips for $19.99.
I have zero wings in front of me and zero dips.
Order
Bring
your
in.
Flavor Feast from wingstop.com.
All right, are we doing the wheel?
Why don't we hold? Take a couple calls, then we'll do the wheel.
All right, Carlos in Linwood on line one. Hey, Carlos, you're on 710 ESPN.
Hey, what's up, Mason? What's up, Ireland?
So, Carlos, are you with Mason? Are you calling things a debacle and in a full-fledged panic? Or are you like
I am totally with Mason, man. We are the Lakers. We got to put these teams away. And, John, you got to stop downplaying the Lakers.
A win is a win, Carlos.
I know, but we're downplaying. We got to put the teams we're supposed to put away, we got to put them away. Anthony Davis, we're one injury away from LeBron James. From being back in the playing tournament.
Wait a minute, Carlos. In all honesty,
let's not anticipate injury.
Well, wait a minute. Isn't every NBA team one injury away from being back in the playing tournament? I mean, if Giannis goes down, if Steph goes down, if Dame Lillard goes down, then all those teams. You know, you just got to hope there's no injuries to anybody. You know, and hope everybody gets there. And I thought it was great that LeBron basically said, "Screw this."
Oh, LeBron was like, "Hey, I've had it."
Carlos, this is nothing.
Yeah, no, I agree with
you,
Carlos.
I was once 4 weeks into Song of Solomon when I found out I didn't have the rights.
Put the bad teams away and put them away early. You don't allow 70 points in the first half.
Absolutely, absolutely. We're the Lakers, man. Come on. We can't be playing down to other teams. We're the Lakers. We got LeBron.
Carlos,
we got Anthony
Carlos, did
Davis.
You miss the part about the two wins over Houston, that we beat them twice?
Yeah, but Houston got scrubs. They got scrubs.
They are all scrubs. That is true.
They're going to find a way to win 10 games.
Yeah, you but one of them better not be against us.
Well, Oklahoma City got the one against us.
Yeah,
they're
Oklahoma
gonna win
City
10
got
games
theirs.
Too.
Exactly.
How is this team going to beat good teams?
Yeah, we're going to
find out Monday. Monday, yeah. Charlotte comes in and Wednesday, Miami. But thank you, Carlos. Carlos, get off the ledge. Seriously.
He's not on the ledge.
This is nothing.
It's a little bit like what Worthy said after the Oklahoma City
Don't
loss,
let him fly really, home and make him
no,
take a Greyhound?
No, he said.
That's what I remember him saying.
You can't play that way and be a Laker. You've got to be able to play defense. And they have not played defense. I mean, I love Melo. Melo's, you know, been great as a six. He's not a defender. I mean, he's on the floor. He's a defensive liability. Kendrick Nunn, defensive liability.
No, no, Kendrick Nunn hasn't played yet.
Although Kendrick Nunn, he's not a great defender.
Well, we don't
he's
know
not
that.
A plus. Well, no, by if you look at last year's defensive plus minus numbers, Kendrick Nunn not a great defender.
Talen Horton-Tucker will help their defense.
He will.
Trevor Ariza will help their defense.
Yeah.
And their defense will just get better collectively. Like Frank Vogel compared it to construction. He said, you know how like if you're building something and you've got all the construction workers in your house and you've got the plastic and the
sawdust.
Oh,
there's no house right now. There's no house.
Miserable.
It's a foundation.
But you know,
it's just a
you know when it's
foundation.
Done, it'll be really great.
Yeah.
It's kind of like your backyard where the anything goes area is.
Sure,
like before
sure.
you built it, it wasn't anything. Now it's great.
Yeah.
That the Lakers are going to be fine. They're going to be fine. All is, remember Kevin Bacon in Animal House? All is well.
Yeah.
Remain calm. This is all. This is not.
All right. Me and Carlos disagree with you. And we'll find out next week. We'll find out next week when Charlotte comes to town, when Miami comes to town.
All right. Remain calm. Yeah, this. All is well. Here's Mo in San Diego.
Hey, Mo.
Mo, would you explain to Mason and the rest of these panic people that there is nothing to be worried about?
Yeah, so a couple of things. I agree with you here when Trevor Ariza comes back at THT because there's role that people play when it comes to the defense, and they got to find those spots. Like Carmelo is not a great on-ball defender, but he's a pretty good rebounder. So once he's in position to do that, then he'll be able to take advantage of the defensive rebound. There's things that these guys can do. But the other thing is when you're playing a team like Houston or OKC, they're so young and athletic. They're just running up and down the court. They're scoring points because they just sometimes they're beating guys up the court. They're chucking up threes, and they're just kind of firing it off. And that's really as the season goes on, those are the games that they're going to be able to win. The Lakers are going to be winning those games, but when they play these teams, they have a more of a set offense and they have the defending half court. We've got too much size to not be able to defend. I'm sorry. Like, how can you not be able to extend your defense?
Michael made that. Thanks, Mo, for the phone call.
Mo.
Michael made that point, Mace, that he said the Lakers are big. Like, you look at the numbers,
sure.
Like especially when they play JaVale McGee.
DeAndre Jordan.
DeAndre Jordan. JaVale McGee's gone now. He's in Phoenix. But DeAndre Jordan and Anthony Davis and LeBron on the front line, that's really – but they don't play big.
Right.
Because AD and LeBron tend to stay outside sometimes.
Yeah,
so
by the way, I want AD in the key. I want AD down low.
Yeah,
I don't want AD shooting
Michael
threes.
Michael does too.
Yeah. All right, do we have time to spin the wheel of questions
Absolutely.
Real quick?
We do.
Okay. Jorge.
By the way, we have time to do everything. The only person who cares about the clock is Bergman.
Oh, I do, right. And we are going to stay on that clock.
Yeah, we're going to stay
no
on the
cares
clock.
No one cares about your stupid clock.
All right, I care.
The wheel of questions is brought to you by our friends at Puente Hills Toyota. If you got a car that's just sitting around not being used, bring it to Puente Hills Toyota today for an instant cash offer. Puente Hills Toyota is the house of yes. Jorge, let's give her a spin. Oh, yeah. No, this is completely appropriate. Today is National Sandwich Day.
Okay.
Whoa.
What is your favorite sandwich?
Well, it's got to have...
And a hamburger is not a sandwich.
It's got,
and
neither
clear.
Is a hot dog. It's got to have turkey in it in some way, shape, or form. It got to be... I can eat a turkey club if you want to put some ham and some bacon in there with some lettuce.
Mm-hmm.
It can be turkey and Swiss. Can be turkey on a roll. Turkey has to be the primary component
Mm-mm.
of any good
Mm-mm.
sandwich.
Okay.
What say you?
Bergman, what about you?
I have to have a roast beef on rye with Munster cheese.
Excellent choice.
Munster cheese.
Yep.
So kind of you're leaning towards the Reuben family.
Close, but not with the Reuben. No sauerkraut.
No corned beef.
We do not. We do not do sauerkraut.
Jorge?
I'm going to go with a Mexican torta, but you guys probably don't know what that is.
No.
What is a torta?
It's just, white bread, bolillo, white bread with ham. You put whatever you want in it, basically.
Yeah, but I mean,
wait
be
a minute.
Specific.
It's a Mexican torta, and its component is white bread. That's a
white bread
with anything in it.
No, but it's a bolillo. See, I have to explain it. So I'm just gonna say a Philly cheesesteak sandwich is my favorite sandwich, and I'm done.
Do you love me a Philly steak sandwich? No, for me it's Reuben all day. Love a Reuben.
Yeah,
love the sauerkraut.
Reuben's tough to screw up. If you ever had like a place like Jerry's Deli or Factor's Deli.
Well, I mean, I used to live in New York and
Stage Deli.
And Stage Deli and all the great
Carnegie
delis in
Deli.
New York. LA's we're
Carnegie Deli closed.
I know. Well,
got kneecapped by COVID.
Here in LA, a bunch of delis closed. Cantor's closed.
But if you're ever in one of those places, you're in a deli and you look at the menu and it's got, like, you go to Jerry's Deli, it's got like 900 items.
Is there still a Jerry's Deli?
You cannot go wrong with a Reuben. A Reuben is very, it's like a patty melt. A patty melt is very hard to screw up.
Yeah, it is. It is. All right, we'll put that question to Coach Sean McVay, and we will talk about the acquisition of Von Miller. Rams getting ready for the Tennessee Titans coming up for you Sunday night, primetime.
So,
and
Coach, based on your appearance here over the past 2 weeks, are you looking forward to today's interview?
You got
to
be me.
So
no.
You gave me both of them. You got to be blanking me and no, not really.
Hey, damn right I am.
Coach, yeah. You got to go on Mason and Ireland today.
No, not really.
No, the other one. You got to go on Mason and Ireland today. You got to be effing kidding me.
I'm going to get wings. I'm all
right.
With you.
All right, coming up next for you, Coach Sean McVay will join us. Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN.
You gotta be
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
Just one time, I'd like to see John Ireland stand up when introduced at Staples Center during a game.
I can't. That's Pepe Mantilla's bit.
And give the Pepe Mantilla salute.
I can't steal Pepe's bit. You know how I feel about bit stealing. By the way, Mace, I'm now on my 7th boneless wing. I'm going for 25 boneless wings.
25
today.
Boneless wings.
And joining us right now is the head coach of the Los Angeles Rams, Woo-hoo! Sean McVay. Coach, how are you?
Good. How you guys doing?
Good, man.
We're doing excellent. Coach, I want to start with an apology. I haven't been here the last couple of weeks. I've been on Laker road trips. And I told Mason, the question he asked you last week about Cooper Kupp, we've worked together for 25 years, was the dumbest question he's ever asked any person on this show ever. Do not even consider for a second going away from Cooper Kupp. I want you to throw the ball to Cooper Kupp anytime you want to. And if you want to do it twice on the same play, go ahead and do it. Please forgive his ignorance. Can you do that for me?
I think my answer solidified the agreement with you.
Oh, yes, yeah. It did. Oh, yes. And by the way, Les was on yesterday, and he doubled down on it, said, I can't add anything to no, I do not.
All right. So let's get to the good stuff, Coach. You're getting Von Miller. Let me come at you this way. You are an offensive play caller. You have competed against Von Miller. What types of problems does he create? Like, you went into Denver since you've been the coach of the Rams. You've played against the Broncos. What problems does Von Miller create for the other team's offense?
Yeah, you have to be aware of where he's at on every single play. In a lot of instances with those edge rushers, you want to be mindful of potentially, you know, chipping those guys, whether it be with a back or another skill player in some of those locations next to the tackle. And sometimes it dictates where you want to slide based on how you're protecting. But, you know, you add him into the mix with Aaron Donald and Leonard Floyd, and now we're really cooking with gas. But, we're going to take it a day at a time. Really excited to be able to get Von going and on board. I really have enjoyed kind of getting to know him a little bit more. We've known each other before, but he's got a great way about himself, and I think he's excited to be here.
How is he on track for Sunday night? In other words, is it helpful that he played in that Vic Fangio sort of defense and Raheem Morris comes from that same? In other words, is he seamlessly stepping in?
Yeah, I think he'll be a quick study. There's a lot of concept carryover from some of the ways that we communicate, how we want to operate within the structure of our defense. We're going to take it a day at a time. You know, he did have an ankle injury that kept him out. He sustained against the Browns on that Thursday night game a couple weeks ago. But he's doing everything in his power with Reggie and his group. And then we really just finished up our first walkthrough. We haven't even had a chance to practice with him yet, which we'll do a little bit later on this afternoon. And so we'll kind of evaluate that as the week progresses.
Sean, you guys, I don't want to say you had an easy game, but you jumped on the Texans early, went up 38-0. They came back, scored the last 22 points. So after that game's over, are you happy that you got a pretty convincing win or disappointed that you didn't finish what you started in a sense?
Yeah, I think you want to take into consideration the circumstances. I mean, very rarely are you able to get almost all of your reserve players in the whole fourth quarter. And so, the approach changes. You still want to see those guys execute at a high level. But I think you also want to be mindful of, hey, the goal is to win the game and to get out of the game when you're up 38-0 with 2 seconds left in the third quarter. And so I was really pleased with the way we came out. We were ready to go. And then I want to see us have a little bit better execution in that fourth quarter. But, you know, we were playing a little bit more conservative defensively. We were certainly a lot more conservative offensively. So, you know, the goal is to get out of that game healthy with the win after you're in that situation at the end of the third quarter.
In a game like that, how do you know when to say, all right, Matthew Stafford, you're done for the day. We're in good shape.
When it's 38-0 with 2 seconds left in the third quarter.
Does that count as my dumb question?
What? It's a good question. I think you want to get a feel for the flow of the game. You know, we were able to get him out of the Giants game fairly early as well. And so I don't know that there's like a specific point. It's kind of more about, all right, you're up a handful of possessions and we're going to slow the game down. And so that kind of represented, when we felt like was the right thing. But I don't know that there's really kind of a standard operating procedure. Those are champagne problems if we are in those circumstances a lot.
Sean, for people who don't know, you had a previous relationship with DeSean Jackson. You guys were together in Washington. I know you're a fan of his game. Les was on with us yesterday. He talked a little bit about it. It didn't work out this time. I'm curious as to why you think. Did the development of Van Jefferson and the fact that Robert Woods can go downfield as well, did that kind of check the boxes that DeSean checks, or was there more to it than that?
Yeah, no, I think it's as simple as, you know, he deservingly so. I think he wanted some more opportunities. And, you know, I always have to be able to make decisions that I think are in the best interest of our team. And he certainly could help us. But, you know, you're talking about a guy that's a Hall of Fame caliber player. He's done so many good things. And I think asking him to do some of the things that we were doing was probably not really fair to him. And it wasn't best, for the circumstances and the situation. I've got nothing but love and appreciation for the guy, tremendous respect for his game. And that was just kind of the direction that we went with it. But, he sure did some good stuff in the short amount of time that we were able to spend together. And he's created a lot of good memories that we've had together as well going back to Washington.
Derrick Henry, best running back in the league, arguably, is lost for some stretch of time, maybe even for the season. Adrian Peterson signed to the practice squad for Tennessee. Are you planning to see him?
I'm not sure. I mean, McNichols is a really good backup running back for them. You know, Henry's carried the load, but this is a really physical football team. You know, they take on the personality of their head coach, who is a Hall of Fame. You know, he's going to be a Hall of Fame player himself, a great competitor. They're really tough in all three phases. They're physical on the line of scrimmage. And then I think they've got some really, really good players on the perimeter. Tannehill's an excellent quarterback, and it's going to be a great challenge even without a unique and a special player in Derrick Henry.
Sean, I was looking, there's a lot of talk lately, rightfully so, that your coaching tree has been very successful. If you look what's going on in Green Bay, you look what's going on in Cincinnati, even Brandon Staley, who was with you for a year in San Diego, has the Chargers moving in the right direction. Do you take a lot of pride in that, or do you not take any credit for it? How do you feel when you see your old assistants kind of off and running and doing well?
Yeah, I mean, I think I'm a better coach for having been around those guys. So I think we mutually kind of pour into one another. Certainly, you're really happy for those guys, unless that means that we're playing them.
Sure.
But I don't look at it that way. We're peers. It's not like I'm kind of mentoring these guys. You know, Matt and I have been really close for a long time. I got a great relationship with Zach, and then Brandon and I, in the short amount of time that we spent together, got really close, and tremendous respect for all three of those guys. But it's more like you're really happy for your buddy and for your friend that you ended up really bouncing a lot of good ideas off of one another. It's a little bit different than kind of, when you're giving guys opportunities. We kind of all grew together, if you will.
All right, last thing, we're kicking this around. It's National Sandwich Day, Coach. What is your favorite sandwich?
Favorite sandwich? I'm a turkey and cheese guy. I like a Jersey Mike's turkey and cheese sub. I mean, I'm pretty simple.
Yeah, nice. I'm right with you, Coach. I said if it's got turkey in it, I'm in.
And with some chunky soup, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Gotta love the chunky.
By the way, Sean, it's a true story. I was feeling lousy about 2-3 weeks ago, and I was walking down the soup aisle, and I bought Chunky Soup because of you. If you want to take this clip and send it to Campbell's, feel free.
I was going
to
say that again. I love it.
Yeah, but it's the only.
French fries, no nuggets. Let's have some Chunky Soup and get 16 grams of protein per can, baby.
That's what I'm talking about. All right, hey, best of luck against the Titans. I know it's a big Sunday night game, and you got a lot of work to do. We always appreciate you making time for us, Coach.
All right, thanks, guys.
All right, see you.
All right, there's Coach Sean McVay. So was that question a dumb question that I asked?
Nope. He even said, and you should have Jorge pull it.
Oh, when he said it's not a dumb question. Yeah.
You're talking about the 38-0.
Yeah. How do you know?
I've always wondered that. And by the way, I wonder that in the NBA.
Right.
If the Lakers are up 20 with 4 minutes to go
in the third quarter, when they tend to give up their leads.
No. Well, last night they held Houston to 19 points in the third quarter.
Right.
But let's say 4 minutes to go in the game.
Yeah.
Up 20.
Yeah.
Too early to pull LeBron, AD, and Westbrook.
No, I think you're pulling them at that point.
Well,
right?
What if you're playing the Warriors and Steph and Clay come down and hit four threes?
But pulling, it does depend on the opponent, right?
Right.
It does depend on the opponent. But yeah, it's a fair question. It's a fair question. Coming up next. Oh, I got a surprise coming up next.
Excellent.
Plus, I want to talk about the Aaron Rodgers vaccination story.
Yeah, weird story. And if you haven't heard it, Aaron Rodgers is out for their big game against the Chiefs this weekend. And it appears he went unvaccinated.
Yeah.
And we'll
yeah.
explain the circumstance. He was telling people that he was
immunized. Yeah, we actually have sound of Aaron talking about that. We'll play that coming up next for you. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN. By the way, Ireland Wingstop came by today, and Ireland is killing some wings.
I'm now up to 13.
13 wings.
13 boneless wings.
And by the way, the Lakers Fast Break Flavor Feast is 24 boneless wings, a large fry, and two dips. You can choose four of your favorite flavors. It costs $19.99. Wingstop, the official wings of the Los Angeles Lakers. Thanks for all the wings. All right, so we talked about this yesterday, and now the question is, are we really, really, really going to do it? So we talked about the regular guys on the show, not Ireland, but the regular guys on the show.
Oh, no, what is this?
Getting Jamie Tartt racing stripes.
Yeah, you're going to put stripes in your eyebrows.
Oh, you actually brought one in? Oh, my goodness.
You going to do it?
Now that it's kind of real, I don't know if I want to do it.
Oh, you're a wuss, dude. Come on.
Now, you want to do it?
It's a very Mason thing. It's a very look at me thing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's an embarrassing thing, though. It's a slightly embarrassing thing. I mean, there are not a lot of 56-year-old guys with silver hair who get racing stripes on their eyebrows.
Now we have to do it.
But here's the thing about it. I think we need somebody professional to do it. Well, Jorge's like, no.
Why?
Have John do it. It'll be fun.
But have me do it.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, it's just a little bzz, bzz, and that's it.
But you know what? Hey, since he's a scaredy cat, he goes first.
I need to see Mason actually do this first before I do it. I will do it, though. I will do it.
All right. Okay. You want me to try it? I'll try it on you right now.
Here's the thing that scares me. Do you want me to try it? I mean, you're going to try. Did you? I asked you to, like, watch
not only did I not watch a tutorial, I wouldn't even know where to start. Like, do you do it in the middle of the eyebrow, on the left? What does Jamie Tartt look like?
Towards the bottom here.
Towards the side.
The high side or the low side?
No, the high side.
And which way does it go?
It just goes slanted. You slant it a little bit.
I'm going to just...
But which way?
All right, I'm doing what I always do with Mace with major life decisions. I am Googling it.
Okay, so there is a picture of Jamie Tartt. Racing stripe goes like into your nose, from your left temple into your nose.
Mace, it requires a special device, and that is not it.
This is not it?
To do a racing stripe?
Apparently.
Oh, yeah. No,
you need a micro precision pen.
Look at this. This is pretty micro precision.
I'm willing to give it a shot. I'm telling you right now, I'll try it.
Right. This is very micro precision-y.
Big Poppy has done it. I'm looking for other people that have done. Some people say you can do it with wax rather than a razor.
So it goes this way.
Oh, I'm afraid I might put your eye out.
This way.
Yeah, I didn't even come to
where is Carlo for all this?
You literally just press it like against the eyebrow.
You just
press it.
Sounds
like you have you done it?
I've done it, yeah.
You have done it.
Wait,
well, Jorge.
Why don't you come in
and
do
it? Have you done it yourself?
I've done it, yeah. When I was younger, played soccer, I've done it. Right. Every soccer player goes through
Janice
that.
Is mocking us. Janice, who's young and hip, is mocking us.
What do you think?
Janice, come in here and
Janice,
do it.
Janice, come in here.
Yeah,
come
Janice
in here.
Janice is like, what is wrong with you? What is wrong? You're a grown-up adult male.
If you've done it,
yeah.
Why don't you just come in here and do it to Mason?
Okay, I'll do it to Mason.
You ready, Mace?
Oh, jeez.
You may lose the eyebrow anyway. Your fantasy football team is in trouble. You're a half game out of last place.
Am I really going to go ahead with this?
All right, hold on. Let's set it up for social, and then we'll do it. We got to wait for social.
Yeah. All right. Hell with it. I'll do it. I don't
know. Janice, is this a good idea? Get in here. This is Janice Garcia from our social media team, who's young and hip and roots for the Yankees, unfortunately.
Yeah. But a huge Dodger fan, part of Pantone.
Does that mic work, Jorge? Okay, go ahead, Janice.
No, Mason, what are you doing?
What? Don't you think a racing stripe right there?
If you want to look like a Puerto Rican,
yeah. I want to look like Jamie Tartt.
Are you going to
like Jamie Tartt from Ted
Lasso? Are you going to be the next reggaeton singer?
No.
Is that who it's associated with?
No. Well, a lot of Puerto Ricans they cut their eyebrow.
Javier Baez has one. Okay. Yeah. Jamie Tartt has one from Ted Lasso.
Do you watch Ted Lasso?
I have not watched Ted Lasso.
Oh, get out. Go get out.
That's enough of you.
Wait, Janice, that shocks me that you don't watch Ted Lasso.
No, I've never watched it.
Jorge has had one.
I've had him, yeah, when I was younger.
Well,
you know, I...
Hey, Janice, now you mentioned Yankee fan. I know you're a Yankees fan, but you also follow the Dodgers around, right?
Yes, because I work with Pantone 294, so...
I want to ask both of you a question.
Yes.
Since both you guys are big baseball fans.
Yeah.
Somebody called me yesterday and said, I hope you enjoyed that game because it's going to be the last one you see. There is absolutely positively going to be a lockout. Is it that dire? Is it that bad?
Janice, give us some analysis on the lockout.
Well, I definitely don't have analysis, but it might happen. I mean, what, the last time was 94?
Yeah, 94.
Mace, are you buying that, there's definitely going
to
be a lockout?
I think there's likely to be some kind of work stoppage. Really? There are a lot of issues. Now, Manfred says they're making progress, but baseball is the worst when it comes to this stuff. Now,
well, they have the strongest union in sports, so their union doesn't back down.
But what I do want to say is it was so much fun last night. I switched over for the final inning of the Astros-Braves game, and it was so much fun to watch the Astros have Atlanta celebrate at Minute Maid Park last night, winning the World Series.
And Carlos Correa is a free agent now,
yeah,
right? So he may be out of there.
They only have four guys left from the 2017 cheating team. It's Gurriel,
Correa, Altuve,
and Bregman.
Okay.
Those are the four left, and Correa may be leaving. Was that not fun to watch them lose last night, Janice?
It was really fun, and now I'm just waiting to see for next season, but who knows now. And I'm excited because Corey Seager, and he might be a Yankee.
Yeah, you're getting a shortstop.
You're either getting
Seager, or you're getting Correa, or you're getting Baez, or you're getting Trevor Story, or you're getting somebody.
How are you both a Yankee fan and a Dodger fan?
Well, I mean,
different leagues.
People say now that, oh yeah, you're a Dodgers fan now.
Baseball fan.
I've worn the jacket when we were at, Wrigley Field a couple times. It was cold. I'm not going to wear I have my Yankees Apple Watch, so when I...
More a Yankees fan than you are a Dodgers fan.
By the way, she can have an American League team and a National League team.
I don't like that. I just like one team and that's it.
Yeah, but why are you with Pantone 264, right?
294.
294. Yeah, why are you with Pantone 294?
It's a paycheck, you dope.
Yeah, I'm in Los Angeles.
You work for them.
I'm the social media coordinator.
You're not somebody that goes out as one of the fans. You just work. You're just an employee.
Both, right? You do go out with them.
Yeah, we went to six different stadiums. I went with them.
Yeah.
So it was Denver, Milwaukee, Chicago, Atlanta, Arizona, San Francisco.
You didn't go to Houston, right?
And Houston. Oh, we were there. Yeah.
So you just work for him. You're a Yankees fan who works for Pantone.
And I do. I love the whole roster. And it's, we're in Los Angeles.
Right.
And
so again, final verdict, racing stripe.
I say do it.
Now she says do it.
Yeah.
I just didn't know what you were doing. I thought you had like a...
Do it for the bit. Hey, Mace, this will put you over the top.
Yeah.
Apparently,
yeah,
it is a big thing on Instagram.
Oh, really?
Yeah. People doing it on the gram, left, right. Most people doing it are women.
Most people doing it are women? It seems like a more of a dude thing than it is a woman thing.
Well, here's some guys, too. No, it's both. Yeah.
It's both.
The women who are doing it are all extremely attractive.
And so I imagine the guys are too.
Mace, it says here,
yep,
it looks sexy AF.
Sexy AF. That is me.
That's what you're going for, right?
Okay. Well,
now look at this dude. This dude cut like a whole hole in his eyebrow.
Yeah. See, I don't want to go that far. No, that's too much. That's too much. I just want the Jamie Tart.
Okay.
Racing stripe. There is the device. All right. We'll actually, what the hell? I think I'm going to do that coming up.
Yeah, why not?
The eyebrow could go when I finish last in fantasy football anyway, exactly. So I could lose the rest of the eyebrow. All right, coming up next, we will do that Aaron Rodgers thing. Aaron Rodgers has been ruled out for the game against Kansas City this weekend because of COVID protocol. He said he was immunized earlier this year. That apparently not the case. We'll dig into that. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.